You're listening to Roundtable. Whether it's a broken computer, missed flights, or even sudden temper change in your significant other, we could blame it on Mercury retrograde or Shui Ni. But what exactly is it? Is it worth our time?
Well, let's talk about it. To figure that out, Hyang, okay? First of all, so Mercury retrograde sounds like a very scientific word,
yeah.
but actually, it's just basically, I guess, the kind of reversal of signs. So imagine like maybe your planet that you're tied to or via your sign. Maybe it seems like it's going backwards in a certain period of time. Anyways, it's like this going backwards of your sign where things tend to, during this period of time, as I understand, maybe are prone to go wrong. So there are some things you can do to better protect yourself during this period of time if you believe this stuff. But before we wanted to get into that, or before I wanted to get into that, I wanted to talk a little bit about my zodiac sign, right? Star sign, zodiac sign.
Ooh,
anyways.
Horoscope.
It has so many names. I'm a Capricorn. So these are people born between December 22nd and January 19th. Our strengths are responsible, disciplined, self-control, and we're good managers. Okay, our weaknesses are know-it-alls. Well, whatever. Unforgiving, condescending, and expecting the worst. You know, basically, you can read on and find these different traits that pertain to you. And, you know, looking at some of this, if I'm being very serious, I do feel like I relate to a Capricorn more than I would say I relate to maybe Hyang's sign, which is the Pisces.
Yes.
The passionate ones, as I understand. Oh, everything they feel,
That's
it 100%.
You.
Well, you know, yes, maybe.
You're
maybe
a passionate person too, right?
Yeah. To some extent. But I'm also responsible, self-controlled, and a good manager. New Honglin, what are you?
Well, I'm a Scorpio. No. Apparently, I am...
Is that a villain in Spider-Man?
Oh, it sounds really like one. I mean, Spider-Man versus Scorpio.
Yeah.
Anyway, next episode. And apparently, we supervillains are resourceful, brave, passionate as well. We're stubborn, and we can be a true friend. So, still really good. And I can relate to it. Mm-hmm. And I can also relate to all of yours. As long as it's nice words saying things about me. So, yeah.
So if you believe this stuff, you relate to your signs. I would say I kind of do. I think, you know, Hyang had said this is, you know, criticizing it as not being scientific. But scientific changes all the time. One day we thought the world was flat. Now it's round. Every day we're learning something. 200 years from now, people are going to say our generation thought the world was flat in terms. So I think, you know, we find sometimes different constellations and whatnot have effects on animals and these kind of different things. I think there's some things definitely that have an effect that pertain to us, life on Earth, and our solar system. Whether this is in relation to these zodiacs, I'm not sure. But I do feel a strong relation to it. Now, if you also feel this, there are some things you should do during the Mercury retrograde, this time period that affects your sign in a negative way. The first thing, be sure to not take things too personally. And you know what? I think this is something you can use every bad day of your life, is just don't take it personally. Bad things happen to everybody, okay? But if you take it personally, then you let it through your armor. Keep your armor strong. But what else do we got?
Yeah, since Mercury governs things, including reading, editing, researching, negotiating, selling and buying, and speaking and learning and listening, and all kinds of relationships. So basically what you should do is to make sure you back up your data because you have a special relationship with your computer, and your computer might break up during the special period of time of the year. And you also do not want to purchase anything big because...
Don't purchase a new computer.
Do that. And because it affects buying as well.
Yeah.
And it also affects signing a contract. And also, I think it's not a good time in your life at all.
Yeah, you know, I think looking at this, people want to associate, have meanings to everything. So for sure, these kind of people see this and they're like, oh, this is me. And I can understand that kind of mentality. But I do feel sometimes, you know, even the people that say, oh, this is poppycock, you know, that it's not real. you'll start to be like, oh yeah, what's your sign? And they'll be like, well, I guess I'm Pisces, I don't know. And then you'll be like, all right, well, it says Pisces are blah, 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 blah. And then you kind of trail off and they're like, wait, wait, what was that last bit? What are we? You know, even I think everybody has a little bit of interest in this, and everybody wants to feel this greater connection to something more. And I think that's what zodiacs are. Now, whether or not there's meaning to that, or whether or not it's actually scientific, I mean, I'm not necessarily sure about that. But for some people, you know, if this is a fun way to live your life, who's to judge?
Yes, nobody's judging
Nobody's judging.
because judging is being banned on Roundtable, as this is the free land that we want people to express ourselves the way we feel it and the way we look at the world.
That's right.
That's right, yes. And I also totally respect and understand that in this fast-changing world, when so many things science cannot explain, nor can rationality sometimes, and it's good to have a crutch to lean against it. There's good t
Something to hold on to, an
yes.
anchor. Yeah,
And
I
for
like
you
that.
to feel that, yes, there's something to hold on to, and maybe it's not me, but it's the universe that is making all of this happen. And that is really comforting for me, although I am not someone who believes in horoscopes at all, as I think that is the I sort of agree with the it's called the Barnum effect. That is when individuals, we have this penchant to believe in something that is a bit of a common description when you realize it can be used on a whole bunch of people and it would make sense as well. But that's just only my take on this.
Yeah, just
You're
believe what you want, people.
exactly. And ultimately, you know, we all want to be happy. We all want to be
That's
loved.
the goal.
That is the goal. You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.